Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We are about 30 minutes away from...
Beat the Bank.
That's my man right there, Big Al.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank, your shot at winning up to $1,000 on Friday. Lindsay Smith won $460, but she could have won $800.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maggie Reynolds came in. She must have been listening to how much Lindsay could have won, because she pushed her luck and stayed in the vault a little too long.
Yeah, went.
Ended up winning nothing. She could have won $400. See, we don't know how high it's going to go.
Never know.
It varies every single time. 30 minutes away from that. And also, about an hour or so, you'll hear some of my interviews from the MTV Movie Awards.
You're just a jet setter, man. L.A. last night, back home tonight.
Yeah. It was tough, Al.
Yeah.
I can't do that traveling business. You stayed at home, though, Al.
I stayed at home, and girlfriend and I haven't really had a date night for a while, so...
That's key to maintaining a healthy relationship.
Yeah,
being homebodies.
Date nights.
Yeah, so we decided to go out to eat. New restaurant right down the road from my bar, so we just walked. So we're walking down the street, we see the new restaurant, all the pretty lights and everything, so I roll up in there. Hey, big guy, how you doing? Hey, doing good. We're going to eat at the bar. We're bar eater people. You know, sometimes we'll get a table, but I like interacting with the bartender, maybe meeting somebody.
That's a quality one-on-one date time when you're interacting with everyone but your girlfriend.
I want to let you tell this story, but I can't even tell you how infuriating that is sometimes.
To a girl?
Yeah, I mean, you've been dating for a while, so it's okay, but when you haven't had a date with your boyfriend in a while and he just wants to sit at the bar and interact and people watch, we don't like that.
I know.
How do you think the story's going so far?
You know what? I'm telling you the way it went down. I'm just telling you the way it went down.
Right. That's
why
do you keep repeating?
Sometimes we get a table, Kelly. Sometimes.
How long have you been with Dr. Girlfriend now?
Dr. Girlfriend!
Probably 2.5 years.
Going on three in October.
Anyway.
And the reason the girls are probably mad at you, Al, is because Dr. Girlfriend works so much because
she is
becoming a doctor.
She does, yeah. She does. She works a lot.
You don't get one-on-one time.
And we're, just by the way, we're 29 days away from finding out where she is going to land when she matches for her plastic
surgery.
What's
today, May 15th?
May 12th.
12th? Okay.
Okay, so we roll up in a new restaurant. Hey, Big Al, hi, how you doing? Slap five, you know, it takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And walk into the bar, and the guy goes, oh, hey, Big Al, one thing. Yeah. I'm going to need you to take your hat off.
Oh, it's one of those.
One of those places.
Oh.
You don't understand. See, this is not a big deal. He wears fedoras.
Were you wearing your gang hat again?
No, I wasn't wearing my gang. It's probably this hat I got on now. Anyway, I know places have rules, and I don't have a problem with that. But I have a rule, too. If you're singing the national anthem or somebody's dead, I'll take my hat off. Otherwise, I'm probably not going
to
take it off.
Yeah,
I'm
celebrities
sorry.
Never have to take I'm their hats off.
It's not even about that. That's just my thing.
No,
I'm high maintenance or whatever. I coordinate my hat with my outfit.
Yeah.
Hard for me to say outfit.
It's okay, yeah.
I coordinate it. I do a lot. And plus, I hadn't shaved my head, so I probably got some little stubbly things.
Is it a fancy restaurant? Is it one of those like...
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Oh, okay.
Probably $40-$50 a plate.
Okay, yeah.
So, I said, you know, okay, let me just peek in the bar. I just want to look at it at least.
Make sure
I know
it's worth staying.
And I know in my head I'm probably not going to stay, Kelly, but I just wanted to peek around. Like I said, new place. I peek around and I'm like, oh, looks pretty cool. Yeah. It's happening. All right, see y'all later. So I told the guy, I said, hey, we're going to go somewhere else. Maybe we'll come back. And so we walk.
You're not saying just because you can't wear your hat.
That's exactly what I'm not saying.
It just kind of deflates.
I'm with you on that.
All right, so it's like, take it off my shirt or something. I'm dressed. Don't ask me to undress.
In fact, Al takes his shirt off more than he takes his hat off.
So we walk. Just so happened, there's another nice restaurant across the street. So we walk over there. Go to the bar. It's crowded. There's people everywhere. Go to the bar, and there's two seats available next to this one guy that's sitting there by himself having an appetizer. So I sit next to him, and my girlfriend sits on the right side of me. So we start talking after a minute. You know, you're in a crowded restaurant. You're going to strike up a conversation. So, hey, what's going on? Oh, was that good? Whatever you're eating? Oh, you have steak tartare.
And then
blah,
your
blah.
Girlfriend feels like she's ignored. The third wheel on your mandate.
Yeah, I know. And this is just so random. So I'm including her in the conversation. I introduce myself, introduce her, and we're just talking. This guy's probably 45 years old.
Did you explain to him that you were on a date to reconnect?
Did you explain your first time out together?
No, I didn't. So I think the guy's name was Henry or Hank, one of the other. I'm not sure.
At least you remember.
And we sit there and start talking.
Such a people person.
And yes, I'm talking to him more only because I'm sitting next to him. I don't mean I'm talking to him more than I'm talking to my girlfriend. I'm talking to him more than my girlfriend is because he's sitting next to me, and yeah, my girlfriend would have to talk
to him. So you have a girlfriend, and now you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Awesome.
And this guy just seems like a pretty normal guy.
Great.
And he's some politics, a lobbyist or something.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Nothing that affects my life whatsoever, but just kind of interesting because I've never met anybody that did what he did.
What had your girlfriend been up to lately? Did you talk to her about that? You talked to her about her day in the ER?
No, we tried to sprinkle a little of her
in
the conversation.
I don't even know
too.
How I'm single and you've had a two-year relationship. I don't understand.
Well, you can find a guy like Al, Jenna.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, end of the night, and I, of course, have given him a card. Hey, come on up to the bar sometime or tonight or whatever if you want to. And I'm getting the bill. And so I signal to the waitress. I'm like, yeah, I give her the three. Three fingers, a whole of three, right? So that's me telling the waitress that I'm paying for this guy's dinner.
She understood that sign language?
She did.
I wouldn't get that.
Wow, like three, I'm like,
well, she did.
Doing?
I kind of did three, and then I pointed to him, and I pointed to her. Like,
oh, my
you
gosh,
know,
that
like,
is some weird code.
What, are you a baseball catcher?
I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. I didn't want to, hey, I'm buying dinner.
The German
dinner.
Way, that's all I know now, that's the German way to say, to do three.
I just, because clearly we weren't together because he was there when we rolled up. And I found out that he's actually a regular there because he knew the bartender, right? So,
but this is a nice restaurant, and yeah. He's in politics, so
he's got money. It wasn't even about that. Yeah. I know the man's got money to pay for his dinner. Uh-huh. I enjoy talking to him. We enjoy talking to him.
I'm sure Dr. Girlfriend had the same experience.
We enjoy talking
about
to
it.
Him. So I was like, I'm about the man's dinner, just for the heck of it, you know, just, you know.
And then like, oh, I forgot my wallet. Is that what happened next?
No.
Okay.
It was just like a,
that's nice of you,
a cool, like a pay it forward, like you do at Starbucks.
You
or
bought
whatever.
A rich guy his dinner.
I bought a guy his dinner. And
that's
know,
the whole point of the story? And you bought some stranger's dinner?
I bought, yeah.
Then nothing happened after that?
He didn't say he wasn't at a bar?
It wasn't. I thought he might, like, you know, come
you
up.
You told that whole story just to brag that you bought somebody's dinner at
a bar? I wasn't bragging at all.
But, I mean, then it should lead to something else. Yeah.
I paid for someone's Starbucks this weekend, but I'm not bragging about it.
I wasn't bragging about it.
Can we change the music?
And then
sure,
I went,
Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Okay, so you were bragging about all these nice things you did, but you forgot to get Kelly Raspberry a birthday present, which is today.
I truly do not get the point of that story.
I wasn't bragging at all. So
you're telling me all that buildup was to lead to the fact that you bought somebody's dinner at a bar.
I was just telling you what I did over my weekend.
Not just the guy.
I was just telling
you. I ordered a pizza and tipped the delivery guy $5.
How my weekend went.
I tipped the delivery driver $5.
I was just telling you. I was
going to share that.
Merely sharing with you my weekend. This is my week. I think it's had a point.
Is this the toot-toot break? I tipped the bartender $20 in L.A. because it was his birthday.
I thought that was an interesting part of my weekend that I would like to share with you.
I cannot believe.
Happy birthday,
Kelly. Did you run that by our producer before you shared
it? This is why we did it, because when you your response
sometimes I just go out there, Kelly. I put it out there.
This braggy story comes.
It wasn't a braggy story.
What was it?
I was just telling you what I did on the weekend.
It's your moment now.
I was just telling you what I did on the weekend. This is just what I did for the weekend.
Kelly. And this is your pay it forward.
I was just saying.
Are you trying to encourage other people?
Maybe.
You know what? Everyone today should go out and buy something for those one percenters.
Please.
You know what? Buy something for the rich man.
I was just telling you what I did. You said, how was your weekend? What'd you do? This is what I did. That's what I did on the weekend.
Sometimes people just ask, how was your weekend? What'd you do? Just out of politeness.
I had dinner with my girlfriend. Yeah. Met homeboy.
What'd you give the homeless guy outside the restaurant?
That was it. What'd you do over the weekend?
You just ruined my birthday.
Well, let's get your birthday back on track.
From self-indulgent cast members.
I'll just tell you what I did over the weekend.
To selfless cast members, I went to the mall.
Thank you, Jenna.
And I got Kelly Raspberry a present. But what do you buy for the rich woman?
I know, I am the 1%.
What do you buy for the rich woman that has everything? And she's kind of a minimalist. She doesn't like a ton of stuff.
Right.
No. That's why I'm in the 1%. I save all my money.
I think the gifts I got you.
Oh, man. There are more than one.
Yes. Are going to keep on giving to all of us, including Tinder Wolf / Bill.
Oh, Tinder
Bill.
Well,
I hope he's up and listening.
Oh,
if not, this will be something for the whole family to do this weekend.
Let's find out what Jenna got Kelly Raspberry for her birthday. That's going to make all our lives better. Next.
AMC's award-winning drama, Mad Men, is back. And to celebrate the show's finale, we want you to show your Mad Men style. And we could send you and a guest to Hollywood for an exclusive Mad Men party, where you'll watch the final episode. We'll, of course, send you to California in a way that would make Don Draper proud. So if you have beauty like Joan or swagger like Roger, submit your Mad Men style pick on KidNation.com. Also, be sure to catch the final episodes of Mad Men on Sundays at 10, 9 Central, only on AMC, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you just missed it, you missed Al's heartwarming story about buying dinner for a very rich man.
I don't know if he's rich or not. It was just...
He's a politician. He's rich.
Just, you know, good thing.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? You have a good weekend?
Oh, you know, Al, I saved about 3 dogs.
Oh, really?
From getting hit by a car.
Wow.
And then I donated my check to an animal shelter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. What about you, Kel?
I'm trying to think if I did a good deed this weekend. I don't think I did.
By the way, I didn't do that.
No, I just don't think I can't think of anything. Maybe I did, and I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
It's just so natural to me to do good deeds so they don't stand out.
That's it.
Right, that's what it is.
Part of your fiber.
My routine.
Your fabric. Yes.
If you would like to share your good deed that you did over the weekend
for
somebody
man.
Who didn't need it, please feel free to tweet it at us using the hashtag KidNation, hashtag toot toot.
No, I would like. I just like to ask everyone who I've ever done something nice for to call right now. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
If I've ever done something selfless or generous or shown you an act of kindness, I want to hear from you.
It's ridiculous.
Has anybody on the show ever done something
nice
to you?
Yes, if we've done something nice for you.
Yes, if any of us have just, you know, I don't know.
How great are we?
The sky's the limit. How great are we?
Especially if they're Kelly calls, because today is Kelly Raspberry's
birthday. It is my birthday today.
By the way, we're about 15.
How great are we?
Speaking of good deeds, we want to hook you up with money with Beat the Bank coming up in about 15 minutes.
Please
we
call us and
money.
Tell us how great we are.
Yeah. Jenna, the other day we had people call and tell us how rude we were.
I hope y'all know this is tongue in cheek. Yeah, right.
Jenna, what was your good deed over the weekend?
Well, I actually adopted 3 Syrian orphans.
That's just
like every Saturday.
See, you just dropped the microphone after that.
No, I actually... I thought this was the break that we were all going to give Kelly Raspberry her birthday gift, so I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll go first and last.
Kelly's hard for me to buy for.
I don't expect gifts.
I know, but this is the thing. I give gifts based on how other people give gifts to me. Like, I know with the guys, they don't really care.
I kind of gave up on buying for them.
Yeah.
Because they never reciprocated.
I know they
BS.
The thing is, I was like, Kelly's one of those that she gives gifts on the appropriate day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know with a lot of girlfriends, it's like, we're going out to dinner this weekend. I could wait and have all week to get Kelly's gift. But yesterday, I'm like, man, I got to get her something.
Okay.
It's too late to order online. I wanted to get creative. I had an adopted wolf in a cart. You know, you can adopt a wolf and a wolf.
Like a
wolf?
A wolf?
Like an endangered wolf.
Why would you want to adopt a wolf?
Because
I wanted to do something
wolf.
Meaningful. Yeah, you adopt a wolf and they send you a photo of said wolf.
Ooh.
So I had it in the cart. I was about to adopt the wolf. And I'm like, I got to go. This isn't going to fly with Kelly. So, Kelly, knowing you, I got you something practical.
Oh, yay. I'm very practical.
So go ahead and open the first. It's in a little box. I got you something practical.
Okay.
And this is, I like buying Kelly the occasional beauty product, like things that I love that she mm-hmm. wouldn't buy for herself. And this is something that I love.
Kate Somerville. Oh, 360 self-tanning towelettes. Thank you. Look at me.
I know.
Wait,
so
what?
These are Kate Somerville,
pigment.
One of my favorite skincare lines.
Thank you.
Very nice. And these are wipes that you literally.
You wipe on the tan?
It's literally like a makeup wipe and it goes on very well and very natural. So I thought this
on your whole body?
Would be good for, you can do face and body with that.
Wipe on some brown. Wipe on some brown.
Yeah, I will be tanned.
It's
for my birthday party.
Not too deep. Okay. Yeah.
So it's just towel that you wipe on.
Towelettes. Yeah. Kate Somerville. So that's Kelly's practical gift. And then I got her something I hope this isn't thinking too far ahead.
Can't wait to celebrate towelette history.
Yeah.
Mark.
It's all sitting together. So I got you the wooden stamps.
Okay.
Wooden stamp.
And say what
I got wooden stamps. One is B.
Mm-hmm.
And one is K.
What could that stand
because
for?
Because I love Burger King. No,
I would imagine
stamps and ink, a K and a B.
Well, my name starts with a K.
Uh huh.
And Bill's name starts with a B.
Bill.
So this is the start for the next gift inside.
Oh, there's more?
I went ahead and just got you something to really get it going to hopefully save with future planning.
So you got couples stamps for
Kelly
and Bill.
It's our wedding guest book.
Yeah! Jenna!
I got the wedding guest book.
A tad bit premature, but I will save it.
We have the office pool going on in the back by the fridge.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have an update on that yet?
I thought maybe I know Emma Kelly would like making stuff with the stamps, so I thought this would be a fun activity. She can go ahead and start off the wedding guest book with the KNB stamps.
She couldn't be more enthusiastic about that idea. Thank you, Jenna.
That's awesome.
I hope it wasn't too premature.
Oh, no.
We're all
expecting. No, not at all.
What are you talking about?
And I love the gift bag.
I think the gift bag was more expensive than the rest. I know it is very nice fabric.
Blue. Thank you.
Well, Kelly, I hope you like the gifts that Jenna, JC, and Al put together
for
you.
Right.
We thought long and hard about it. And, We were waiting on.
Well, thanks you too.
We were waiting on calls about us doing good deeds.
No calls.
No calls came in. They thought we were joking. We were really serious.
Call us and tell us just how great we are.
They did not come in,
Kelly. In fact, we're not going to be able to take them now because it's that time of the morning.
Maybe that's why they cleared the lines.
We're going to have to clear the lines since you didn't feverishly call in. And tell us good deeds.
Funny how they call in when we say, has anyone on the show ever been rude to you?
Yeah. Oh, they couldn't call in fast enough for that.
Right.
Well, maybe, you know, they want to keep it to themselves because it's one of those cool stories.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They don't want to brag.
That's what it is.
It's between Al and the politician. And that's it's going to stay that way. We want to play Beat the Bank. This is your shot at winning up to $1,000 if you stay in the vault long enough. Are you willing to gamble? Because if it closes on you, you're going to win nothing.
And like it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's rev up that bank vault right there.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's play Beat the Bank. This is where we play from the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault. We start closing the door on you. And we're going to throw dollar amounts at you. You got to yell stop when you hear the right one. And that's how much you win. It's that simple.
Yep.
But in order to win, you got to get in. We're looking for call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll be the one that gets the first shot at the vault this morning because we play twice a day.
Nice.
Don't worry. If you don't get in this hour, we're going to play again an hour from now. We play twice a day. Now, I feel like I can't concentrate.
Why not?
Because do you have that one thing you always wear or have on?
If you forget to put it on,
you feel naked almost. Mm-hmm.
My one thing is my hat, my vanity glasses, my watch, my cell phone.
Your one thing.
Yeah,
you have a few things out, but you always have those on.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you have that one thing?
No.
You don't have it? Jenna?
You know, I have certain pieces of jewelry that I normally wear all the time.
Right.
You just made me realize that I don't have a wedding ring. That I, well, it was like a passed down heirloom.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I have a couple things, but nothing that's like every day I have to wear.
It might be a guy thing. I think guys are more OCD with that because
I
have
that way about watches, but yeah, I kind of got over that.
Mine's I have this necklace that has my kid's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, Chloe
like
and Kason.
Like a dog tag kind of?
It kind of looks like that, but it's really smaller than that. And I went to LA over the weekend for the MTV Movie Awards and I had to catch a late flight last night. And it was one of those where like, everything could possibly go wrong, went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you sit next to the really loud business guy with the loud voice.
Yeah.
So I couldn't sleep on the plane.
Right. So you got like, in at like, what, 1 o'clock in the
what
morning
kind of
or something?
What is he doing on a flight in the middle of the night?
They're just talking shop. And he just had that really deep voice. And I couldn't sleep. And it's tough to sleep on planes anyway. And then you land. And apparently the late flights, if you land after midnight, they forget about you.
That's comforting.
I've never heard of that.
They we landed and we're just sitting there. And you know how everybody just gets up as soon as the bling goes off?
Yeah.
So we stand up and we're sitting there for like 5-10 minutes. And then finally the captain comes on and he sounds annoyed himself.
Mm-hmm. He goes, ladies, go home.
Yeah, he goes home too.
He's all like,
ladies and gentlemen, we did everything we possibly could to get you home on time.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently nobody knew that we were arriving. So we're just going to go ahead and wait for a gate agent to show up, if they do. Thank you.
If they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's how annoyed the pilot sounded as well, you know, because they had a long day. They've been flying all morning and night.
It's become pointless to get in early. Oh, you arrived early. Yeah, yay. Right. No.
No, your gate's occupied.
Gate. Yeah. So we're sitting in the plane for like an hour. So I'm like, every minute that goes by, I'm like, that's one less minute that I don't get to sleep. And luckily, work gave me a hotel for the night just so that I wouldn't have to drive all the way home. And I got to the hotel, and I got so nervous about oversleeping that I just watched TV.
Okay, I get that.
I don't want to miss workout.
Yeah, you only had 2 hours.
Yeah, I only had 2 hours anyway, so I'm like, I'm not even going to risk it. So I decided, what is going to keep me up and awake? A shower.
Okay.
So I hopped in the shower. By the time I got done with the shower, it was time to come to work.
Mm-hmm.
Got ready, came out here. As soon as I get to work, I notice that my necklace is not on.
Okay.
And that is the worst feeling because, you know, you never know what could happen to the necklace.
Sure.
It could get lost. It could get shuffled under some couch. And so I've been calling the hotel all morning long, and I can't concentrate because I feel so naked.
They won't answer the phone.
I guess it's because it's so early.
They're
not used to it. They've answered a couple of times, but I can't hold that long because we don't have that much time to hold. So Janine, our makeup girl for Dish Nation, has been kind enough to walk over to the hotel for me.
To get your necklace.
Hopefully retrieve my necklace, and I'll be back
in
shape.
It'll be all right. Coming from a girl, I've done this a lot and left jewelry on the hotel nightstand.
Yeah.
They will mail it to you. Yeah, if you're out of town and leave something.
But this is right across the street.
That's if they're honest. I've had things not returned.
Yeah.
I know, and it could happen. But I think it's still there. I don't even think they've cleaned the rooms.
Right, this early, it's probably still there.
Yeah, it'll be there.
And who wants a necklace with your kid's name on it?
Yeah, right? Like,
meld it down.
What are the odds?
Yes, true.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, that's true. It's copper, too, and it's worth a lot of money, man.
It is?
Yeah. Copper, yeah, man. People are breaking into houses and businesses, stealing the air conditioner, copper, the thing.
Copper mugs.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
I feel so naked right now without it.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's going to be all right.
Thanks, Al.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You know what make me feel better?
Giving away some money?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's meet our contestant. We were looking for call number 13 because it is Kelly's birthday, so everything's going to be 13
That's
today.
Right.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you, JC.
Heather Hollenberg, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right, Heather.
Would you like to say happy birthday to Kelly?
Yes, happy birthday, Kelly. Would Thanks. You like me to sing you happy birthday?
I would love that since you offered.
Killer music.
Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
Happy birthday, dear Kelly.
Mm.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Oh, Heather, thank you so much.
There we go.
Heather, giving you the Heather. Gift of song, Kelly,
so
on your
nice.
Birthday.
I want her to win all the money.
Yeah.
I bet you do. Heather, do you know the rules to beat the bank?
I do.
All right. We'll tell them again, just in case. I'm going to throw you in the vault. I'm going to throw numbers at you. Make sure you say stop loud enough for us to hear, because if we don't hear it, we might pass it up. And then if the close is on you, you get nothing.
And truly, none of us in the room know at what point the vault's going to close. So
no
we're
idea.
Kind of playing along with you.
No idea.
Yeah.
Good luck, right. Heather. You sang for Kelly and everything. We want you to win.
Yeah, tell us about yourself, Heather. What's going on? Are you going to work right now?
I actually pulled over. I am on my way to work. So as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to call them and tell them I'm going to be late.
Okay. You can tell them over the air. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's your boss's name? John or something?
John or something.
Denise.
Oh, Denise.
Yeah, why? You got to assume it's a man.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah,
can it be a female boss?
That makes me feel even better.
Chauvinist.
By the way. I didn't mean to be a chauvinist.
Denise Heather's going to be a little bit late.
Yeah, Denise, sorry.
All right.
She's trying to win some money.
Yeah.
All right, Heather.
Good luck,
Let's
Heather.
Play.
Beat the Bank!
$140.
Oh.
Mm.
$220. $250. $290. $370. $430. $480.
Banker's not joking today.
$550.
Heather said stop at $550.
$550, girl.
I mean, he was going so fast, I was really nervous.
Yeah.
Heather, was that the number you had in mind the whole time?
Around the 500s, I guess. Yeah. I was kind of freaking out around 300, though.
I know, right?
Hey, $550 is not bad.
Uh-uh.
$550 you didn't have before. Heather, would you like to hear what you could have possibly won?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Let's keep it going and see how much you could have won, Heather. Go, Shannon.
$630.
Oh, big jump.
$710. $900.
Oh. Hey, you know what? You didn't know, Heather. $900 it went up
to. You never know.
So that $550.
Yep, $550. What are you going to do with that cash?
I'm probably going to end up paying bills with it.
All right. That's all right.
That's okay. You know what? That helps, you know, give you a little bit of relief this month.
All right. Well, Heather, you have a great day. Enjoy your money. We're so happy you won $550. We beat the bank.
Denise, Heather's on the way, okay?
All right, Denise. Don't write her up.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, baby.
We love you, Heather. Hold on for us.
Be careful.
You know, they're happy to win the $550. Like, aw, $900. Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
Never know.
You never, ever know.
Right.
Now, I believe we have somebody on the phone. We've been asking you to call in for good deeds.
Oh, yay. Call and tell us how great we are.
Yeah. Please call us and tell us how great we are if we've ever done something nice to you.
Maybe you're a rich person and Big Al bought your meal, too.
Yeah, maybe you're a rich person and somebody bought your food.
I don't know if he's rich or not. Anyway.
Or maybe this is a good deed done by somebody close to the show. What's up, Kelly Raspberry? You're looking around very confused.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Hello, caller. How you doing this morning?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir.
This is Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, live from London, calling to wish you, Kelly, a very happy birthday.
Wow.
Thank you. Is this real?
This is Simon Le Bon, Kelly.
No,
Lee Leipzner and Bill.
This is not really.
This is Simon Le Bon, Kelly.
Really?
Yes.
Are you playing a trick on me?
No.
No, it really is. I'm doing my Simon Le Bon accent.
Simon John Charles Le Bon?
John Thomas Le Bon?
No, it's John Charles.
No. John, indeed, that's me. Yes, it's Charlie.
See, now I'm confused.
I don't know because
his name really is Simon John Charles.
It's Simon
Le Bon calling.
Then why would he say his name was Simon John Thomas?
Because sometimes it happens.
No. Bill set this up
John
for
Thomas
you.
Thomas is a euphemism for something down your trousers.
Kelly, what are you talking about?
I know that I know you, but I didn't think I knew you that well.
Oh, right. Well, where are you calling from, Simon?
I'm calling from London. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Big Al. I've never met you before in my life, but hey.
Hello. How you doing?
Thank you for calling for Kelly's birthday. Kelly,
I just don't believe it's you.
Kelly, Simon. You got the fan letter back in the day.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I wrote you. I was just wondering if you ever got it. I mean, I think it would stand out. I wrote you a 27-foot-long fan letter. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I do. I do remember. I think it went straight in the bin, actually.
Oh, Simon, that's not nice.
I know.
So what are you up
to
lately?
How are you, dear? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. What are you up to lately? I saw you were just out in wine country. My friend was there and got to take a bunch of pictures with you and John. I was so jealous.
Right. We had a fantastic time. We've just signed a new record deal with Warner Brothers Music. And we're getting together. We're starting to put together shows. None of them confirmed yet, but we've got a new album that's in the can, ready to come out. I think the new single will be coming out in May.
In May, that's
it's all
soon.
It's looking very good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah? And what's
yes,
the thing? Can you come by the studio and sing it for me live?
I might do.
You what?
He might.
I said I might do.
I would love that. And you know, Lee Leipzner promised us that you would sing it at our wedding. Is that okay, too?
What wedding?
What wedding?
Well, you want to promise to sing it at your wedding?
Yeah, when Bill and I, if we make it that far, he's promised Duran Duran perform at my wedding. Is that okay?
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, you know, we are available for a fee.
Yeah.
Word.
Fee. How much does it cost to have you guys play at a wedding?
He doesn't get into that.
Oh, I think you'd have to talk to our manager, Wendy Lace, to find that out. It would be completely improper of me to say it on the radio.
Right. Yeah, completely improper.
You're in London right now, Simon?
Yeah. I'm in London. Do you want to know why they call me Charlie?
Why?
All right, so in the band, and everybody I work with calls me Charlie.
Right.
And it goes back to 1981 when I first joined the band. There was two guys called Simon. There's me, and there's Simon Cook, who was sort of humping gear and driving cars. And Andy Taylor one day just stomped up and said, "This is effing ridiculous. Every time somebody says Simon, two of you says yes, one of you's got to change your name." He says, "Simon Cook, what's your middle name?" And Simon goes, "Oh, I haven't got one." He goes, "LeBron, what's yours?" I said, "John Charles." He says, "Right, you're Charlie." And it stuck, and it stuck for 30 years.
Wow.
Well, I knew that. And so you must really be Simon LeBon.
It is Simon LeBon.
Well,
Kelly.
I knew I had to prove it.
You had to throw me with something because I was like, I don't want to look silly because I'm a huge Simon. I was like willing to drop out of high school to follow you on tour if my daddy would have said it was okay.
Right. You know, there were many who did it even though their daddies didn't say it was okay.
Yeah, Kelly.
Bigger fan.
Where's your commitment?
And let me tell you this, Simon. The day you got married, my girlfriend Tommy Jean called me at Belk Department Store because she wanted to be the one to tell me that you married Yasmin. My knees buckled, and I had to go to my boss and tell him I had to go home because I didn't feel well because Simon got married that day. All my childhood dreams were crushed.
I apologize. Yasmin's extremely sorry, but only so sorry.
Oh my God, y'all been married for like over 30 years, right?
30 years this year.
Yes, we have. Yeah,
that's a miracle in the business. What do you contribute that to?
Kelly needs to know.
No, I'm serious. I mean, we've got him on the phone. We might as well ask.
Yeah. I think we're very tolerant with each other.
Yeah.
You know? I think it all comes down to tolerance and knowing that it's not going to be perfect because nothing in life really is.
Oh, Simon, you're perfect to me.
And you know, and trying as hard as you can to keep that little flame flickering, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it true? Now, I'm going to ask you something that's going way back, and don't be mad at me. Is it true that you picked her out of a catalog?
Not quite. Not
but
in
you know
the
story,
Russian,
right?
Not in the Russian bride sense.
No, it's like the rumor is that you were flipping through like a fashion magazine or something, and you saw her and said, that's the bird I want.
What happened was we were down at a studio in the East End shooting the covers for the Wild Boys single, and I was looking through the photographer's portfolio. He's a guy by the name of Mike Owen, and I saw this beautiful face staring out at me from the cover of 19 magazine, and I actually thought I could wake up next to that smile for the rest of my life.
Aww.
And I asked Mike what her name was, and he said, "Oh, it'd be totally unprofessional for me to tell you that." But later on in the day, he just slipped me a piece of paper. It just said Yasmin Models 1, and I kind of organized it from there.
See?
Wow.
It really does happen that way sometimes.
Rock stars are so cool.
I know, right?
Out of a book and then just went and found her.
We're chatting with Simon LeBon from Duran Duran, who called in for Kelly's birthday.
It took me a minute to believe y'all weren't pulling a joke on me.
I
really believe this is Simon. I'm sorry, Simon, that I didn't believe it at first. But you understand,
right.
We're in the radio business. You know they pull jokes like this all the time.
Oh, we wouldn't joke about this.
Yes, you would.
No, we would not. Simon.
Yeah, we
so, Simon, you really are going to go on tour to support the new album, and it's out in May.
Absolutely, yeah. But the single's coming out. The first song's going to come out in May.
Okay, and so
the album will be following in September, I believe.
Okay, please, please, please.
Oh.
Can I come to your show?
All right.
And can I have can I have my picture taken with you?
Yeah, you can.
Wow. Thank you, Simon. You
can make her life.
She's crying.
Not too sure about this Bill fellow though.
Oh, right.
He's very sweet. He's
do you know Bill, Simon?
Well, clearly not.
Well, Kelly and Bill met on Tinder.
Yeah, we met on a dating app. Yeah, it's a dating app called Tinder.
Is that the one where it tells you? Yes, I've heard of Tinder.
Swipe left, swipe right.
We both swiped right, and the rest is history. Today, in fact, Simon, is not only my birthday, it's our 8-week anniversary.
Oh, one of those.
Well, good for you.
Oh, thank you, Simon.
Well, good for you.
I think it's marvelous. I really do. Well done.
Well, I'm so flustered. I wasn't expecting you to call in, so I'm not really prepared. But thank you very much.
Birthday. You should be prepared for anything.
Mm-hmm. I know. You're right. And I can't tell you.
In fact, he's
in
the conference room right now.
You were.
Come on in, Simon.
Oh, he's not.
I'm kidding. No.
I can't tell you. You were my entire life growing up. And I love you still to this day. So thank you so much.
Well, it's a great pleasure to speak to you, Kelly, and a great pleasure to speak to everybody else in the studio. on the Kid Craddock Show, right?
Nice meeting you, Simon. Nice talking to you, Simon.
Well, go have your cup of tea or whatever you're going to do right now, Simon.
Thank you so much. Whatever British people do, don't do that.
Brandy would be about right, actually.
Yeah, a little bit later.
Yeah,
what is it, like 2 o'clock over there right now?
What do you think about that Jordan Spieth winning the Masters?
I thought he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great.
Simon doesn't keep up with golf. He's a yacht.
I'm not a yachtsman.
He's a sailor.
I'm a sailor.
What about Zane leaving One Direction? Yeah. Want to chime in on that?
I am not particularly. I mean, I understand. I tell you what, those boys are being worked too hard.
Yeah, that's true. We had that happen to us way back in the 80s.
And the same thing happened to us. Roger Taylor and Andy Taylor had to step away for a long time.
You think that's something he's going to regret, though?
The door is open for a reunion in about 15 years' time for One Direction.
Yeah, because that's what happened to Duran Duran. They come back.
Yeah, they eventually just need some time to clear their head.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Simon, well, we'll see you when you come in and sing to Kelly like you promised.
Yeah.
No, I didn't promise. I said I might do.
we'll see you on tour.
I appreciate the manipulation, but I won't fall for it.
No, we won't fall for it.
I'm sure we're going to get something together. Getting you to our concert, Kelly, will be an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Simon.
Any last thing you want to say to Simon?
I love you. Oh, that's all I have to say. I love you completely.
I love you too.
Thanks for calling.
Simon, it's a pleasure speaking to you.
I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful good day.
Thank you, Simon. Good day, good sir.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I thought y'all were fooling me. Now I feel like an idiot.
Well, then you started making me think.
When he said his name was Simon John Thomas, I mean, come on. That's not his name.
Yeah.
Why would he say that? And so I'm like, I'm not going to be fooled. You don't want to look stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so hot right now.
Now the rest of the day you're going to be sweating.
See, I told you it was Simon.
Is that the first time you've talked to him?
No, I've met him a few times. Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't really.
He remembers.
Is that really
he asked
him?
You to go. Remember, he asked for you to come to dinner with him?
No, that was Lee that asked me to join, and I said I didn't want to go because it went so well. I didn't want to ruin it. And then Kid ruined it, embarrassed me. Kid Craddock always embarrassed. Now I'm embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
I thought y'all were trying to fool me. Y'all need to tell me stuff like that.
This is a surprise.
I hear the half the interview saying this isn't him. This isn't him.
I know. Well, sometimes you got to let things just come to you, Kelly.
Oh, I'm so freaking hot right now.
Get the water bottle out from under your armpit.
We cannot make her happy.
You're what?
I'm pitting out. I'm so hot.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our girl Heather just won $550.
Yes, she did.
If she would have stayed a little bit longer, $900 was the max.
That's all right, though.
But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your chance at winning up to $1,000 happens again in 25 minutes.
Yes, it does, Jenna. Now, did anybody watch the MTV Movie Awards?
I tried a little bit.
I tried. It was really difficult because I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And Bill came over with his 2 sons. And trying to keep them distracted, because I feel like I have to watch it for work. I'm sorry. It was so dirty. And I know MTV's dirty, but it was just, come on.
And Kevin Hart's kids, you say that, yeah, I agree.
And the kids are sitting there.
And Kevin Hart's kids are sitting right there.
Yeah. And I finally said, I can't do it anymore. I couldn't, you know, keep pausing and, you know, and I can't. I'm sorry.
The host was Amy Schumer. You know her probably from the Comedy Central roasts. She was on those. And then she has her own show on MTV. On Comedy Central, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really raunchy.
It's funny, though.
You know what you get with Amy Schumer. And so we can't play a lot of the jokes that she told on the award show. But her jokes about Kevin Hart were not too dirty. They were just kind of mean.
Do you know how many movies Kevin made this year? Take a guess. Throw a number out. 2 million. He made 2 million movies this year. He's in movies you didn't even realize he was in. Do you see Boyhood? He's the boy age 8 to 9. Did you notice that? He was the fake baby in American Sniper. Did you guys catch that? It's true, right, Kev? That's true. Do you know if Kevin Hart sees a shadow, we get 6 more Kevin Hart movies?
It's like she wanted to take a part of the Bieber roast and wasn't there to make fun of Kevin Hart, so she went at him a little bit. Now, she also made jokes about herself and the TV network.
Half of you don't know who I am, and half of you think I'm Meghan Trainor. And I'm pretty psyched about that. This is such an exciting night. This is the coolest award show. This is the one to be at. This is the one. It's the best. So I don't want the winners to worry about your speeches going too long because MTV is the one network that refuses to play music. So,
ooh.
That's pretty funny. True.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we were talking about this when we were on the red carpet.
JC got to go to the blue, red, blue.
The blue carpet.
Yeah.
I was talking to some people there. I'm like, MTV has an award show for movies, but they don't really show movies that much on that network.
I'm not sure what they're doing.
And then they also have the music awards, but they don't play music. But these award shows, everybody goes to them and they watch them.
Because they're cool. They're not boring like the rest of them. They're cool to be. All the stars were there, too.
Kevin Hart was there. He won the Comedic Genius Award. And he decided to thank his family and give them the credit.
MTV, thank you. This is a big honor. You know what? I'm going to go down the list right now. I want to thank my fiance, my baby right there, being my rock right now. I want to thank my ex-wife, who was here also, for giving me these two beautiful kids that are my best friends right now. I want to thank Heaven for being the most amazing daughter ever, Hendrix for being the most amazing son ever. At the end of the day, you all wonder why I work so hard. My kids are with me because this is why. I do it all for them, and I'm trying to leave a legacy behind. So when it's all said and done, the last name Hart means something.
That may be one of the most classy things I've ever seen. Thanking your woman and your ex-wife
in
the same sentence. That's straight up classy.
Life is easier when everybody gets along.
Yeah, right.
Little tip for everybody out there fighting with the ex over the kids.
Yeah, right.
Just get along. Yep. You know, you
so
have
much
to.
Easier.
Now, Vin Diesel, this is making the rounds. He had another performance for Paul Walker, but this time on stage at the MTV Movie Awards.
The last time I stood on this stage, I was with my brother Pablo. Shout out. I love that little intro you just put, that song, that beautiful song. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I love you guys. Okay.
I love him.
He's the guy that always wants to sing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Always wants to sing a song in his heart.
Yeah.
But it's for Paul Walker. You know, he genuinely feels like he seems like a really nice dude.
Yeah.
Now, you heard all the A-listers that we just played. Did I get to interview Amy Schumer?
You were on the red carpet.
Did I get to interview Kevin Hart, John?
I would assume so. You were right there. That's why they sent you out there.
They actually gave us a pretty good spot this time out.
Okay.
What about Scarlett Johansson? When I saw her, I was like, oh, man, she just does. She's so good.
Definitely saw ScarJo.
Are you in the building? Or are you on the foyer to the building? Or?
So if you watch the pre-show, they had where Kelly Osbourne and Jesse J were hosting.
Yep.
I was literally right around the corner.
Okay.
About 200 feet from them.
Okay.
And I wasn't behind.
That's long. 200 feet's far.
Yeah, but not on a red carpet. The red carpet was huge, Kelly. Yeah. It was ginormous. Okay. And they had us. I wasn't behind a fence like you normally are in a red carpet.
Yeah.
They set up this little stage for us with three tables. So it was our show, Dish Nation, the TV show.
Yeah.
And then two radio stations from L.A., the biggest ones in L.A.
Yeah.
And so we had really, really, really good access, and we could actually kind of stand on the red carpet.
Yeah,
and
they're just going to roll through.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, man, I'm going to finally get to talk to J-Lo, Al. I was thinking about you the whole time.
Yeah,
I'm going to get
looking good.
Robert Downey Jr. was in the building.
Oof.
I was hoping I'd get to talk to him. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's play some of my celebrity interviews.
Okay.
Willow Shields is on Dancing with the Stars. She's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Hunger Games, right?
Yes.
I wanted to ask her about Dancing with the Stars because we always talk about, would we do that show?
Okay, yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, we're not big enough, but if the chance, opportunity presented itself. Right, you know, it's like I don't think I could do that show based on the nerves. So I had to ask her, like, what is it like? Is it super scary right before you go out there?
At times, like the day before, you do feel a little nervous. You're like, oh my God, live, what if I mess up? What if we fall out of that lift or something?
Right.
But honestly, like once you get there and stuff, like it happens so quickly, you don't have time to think about being nervous.
Now, if you're wondering, am I interviewing
her? Your microphone sucks.
Am I interviewing her in a cylinder?
Yes.
I absolutely am interviewing her in a...
Okay.
That's little Willow Shields. She's 14 years old.
Okay. So
she's
okay.
doing
she's
so doing
starting,
the right
starting there.
That's
right.
Pretty big celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your girl showed up, Big Al Mac.
J-Lo.
No, that was later.
Oh, my other girl.
Farrah Abraham.
Why is that my girl?
Okay,
a connection. We know her from...
Teen Mom.
Okay.
Also, she had a movie.
And she made an appearance at McKinney Avenue Town
on Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Without her daughter.
After she came out with her movie, which probably most of the guys bought.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
So
good Mother's Day promotion.
I wanted to ask her You know, Hillary Clinton announced that she's going to run for office in 2016.
Well, so, president. Yeah.
Yeah.
The office of president.
Yeah, yeah. And Hillary has Farrah Abraham's support. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I wanted to talk to her about that.
Go, Hillary. I'm voting for her. Women empowerment.
I know, but what are you going to call Bill? What are you going to call Bill?
Her husband?
No, he's got to be the first.
The first.
Because she's the first lady when he was president.
So now she's not the first lady? I'm confused.
So she's the
president. She's really the first lady, and she's the president. She's just taking over the world.
She is. Hillary, you got Farrah's vote.
Always. Voting is smart. Don't forget.
Oh my God. Don't forget.
Voting
what,
is smart.
What is in her hair? It looks like dandruff.
Don't forget.
Oh, glitter. She was wearing a lot of glitter in her hair. Fun fact about that.
I want a lot of people to forget to vote because I don't want them deciding my fate.
Uh-huh. Voting is smart. Gosh.
Don't forget.
Oh my. Does everybody really have the right to vote? Really think about that. Does everybody really have the right to vote?
Shouldn't there be like an IQ test?
Should be a test.
Yeah.
So she's saying that even though she's going to be the president, she's still the first lady. She really has no concept of what this is, what's going down here.
We were really wondering.
She'd be Madam President.
Yeah. We were wondering what Bill's title would be because there's never been a first gentleman, first man.
Well, he's always Mr. President.
Yeah, he will.
You're ever president, you're always Mr. President.
Right, right. So but I know
that
what you're
takes
saying.
Away that problem.
We don't know because there hasn't been a female president.
So if Farrah,
what do they call them on TV in TV land? I mean, when TV, they've had female presidents on TV shows and movies before. Mm-hmm. Have they ever addressed the first spouse?
Not that I remember.
I can't think of anything either.
There is one. I can't. Was it 24? No. I don't know. There has been a first.
24 had the brother president.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, okay, anyway.
Yeah, so if Farrah Abraham voting doesn't scare you, this may scare you because she has a new career path that she hopes to take.
Farrah, I heard you want to become, you want to be a doctor. Why do you want to be a doctor?
Because doctors have influenced my life, and plastic surgery is what I'm very passionate about, and I wouldn't be the woman I am today without that.
Are you following any doctors around?
Yes, I am.
You're shadowing and everything.
And you will be seeing my apprenticeship shortly.
It's going to be on TV?
It might.
You know, what's the point of doing anything if there's not a camera following you?
So she's going to go to medical school?
Yeah, she wants to go to medical school, and she wants to become a plastic surgeon. And I was really close to asking her to spell PhD for me. But her boyfriend was kind of big and staring at me.
What's he going to do?
Oh, boy.
I don't care to find out what he's going to do. So Farrah Abraham.
Yes, MD. Farrah Abraham has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's what we should all take out of that.
Yeah, that's all I got from that.
Good looking dude, too. Like, nice.
You don't understand. Every nice girl who has a lot of decent things to offer a relationship is hearing one thing. Farrah Abraham has a boyfriend.
And remember this, because the Teen Mom people were there because they're doing Teen Mom OG, original cast.
Original gangster.
And the cast members were all together, but they separated themselves from Farrah Abraham.
I thought half of them were in prison.
No. Amber Portwood's out. She's doing fine. But they were all together, and I asked them a little bit, like, why aren't you guys with Farrah? And they went, who?
Oh.
Well, that's just juvenile.
Well.
To say who is juvenile. Just say
we choose to. Everybody's doing their own thing. That's not nice.
I think they just really
Amber Portwood thinks that Farrah Abraham is too immoral for her to be hanging out with.
She's turned her life around, Kelly.
Yeah, she's working on it.
Yeah, you do.
Teen Mom's one of the worst things to happen to television, and I know it's a guilty pleasure of yours, but it is just.
I think I watched it just because I'm the son of a teen mom, so it's interesting to see what they go through. Hmm. You know, because you don't remember when you're 2 years old. Or one, what your mom had to go endure and how really difficult it is.
Well, you know, that's not the right word. Fortunately, your mom ended up way better than the girls on TV.
Well, she didn't do a TV show and then become a celebrity.
Exactly.
That's the problem is that these girls are becoming celebrities and now other girls think, oh, if I get pregnant, I'll end up on TV, which is not good.
For the grace of God, I think as well.
Who else did you talk to?
Oh, well, continuing with Farrah real quick. I decided we were playing a game on the red carpet called Rate My Life. You know, because it's the movie awards, and they rate movies, PG, PG-13. So I asked them questions, and they had to rate that particular question with a movie rating. So here's Farrah Abraham's life.
If I said, last picture you took on your cell phone, what is that rated?
PG-13.
What was it?
It was my face, eating.
What about your whole album as a whole on your phone?
My album, PG-13, it's for my daughter, really.
Wait, so your daughter? Is that your boyfriend back there?
Yes, I'm in.
Sharon's got a boyfriend now, everybody.
Oh, I got a boyfriend, and I'd rate that PG-13.
What? What about the limo ride over here?
PG-13.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the videos?
What did she rate her own movie?
PG-13. Everything was PG-13 with Farrah.
Whatever.
Guess who else I ran into on the red carpet?
Who?
Or the blue carpet.
Who?
Amber Rose.
Really?
Amber Rose was on the red carpet.
Now, are she and Wiz Khalifa back together? I heard, I don't know if it's confirmed or not, that she heard his song from Furious 7, and she was so moved by the lyrics that she reached out to Wiz.
Yeah.
And they have decided to drop this beef they have over fighting over their son. And so now I'm curious, did you ask any of that?
I saw her tattoo because she still had the Wiz tattoo on there. And before we started interviewing, I was like, hey, are there any plans with the tattoo cover up? And she goes, not right now. So I don't know if that had something to do with it. But yeah, I hadn't heard that they were back together.
What do you turn a Wiz Khalifa tattoo into? I mean, like, he may be Lil Wayne. you have to go find someone else to date that looks a little bit like Wiz.
Just put a beard on him? Or like a sugar skull, I guess? I don't know. But I asked her to play Rape My Life as well. Amber Rose, the last picture you took on your cell phone?
PG.
PG. Yeah. What was it?
It was like a selfie.
It was a selfie, okay.
Yeah, very normal selfie.
Okay. Amber Rose, last night around midnight.
So PG, I'm so lame.
What were you doing?
Like, I was just at a party, being lame, had a couple drinks, and then went to bed.
What, do you go to bed earlier now that you're a mommy?
I go to bed 8:30 every night because I put my son to bed at that time. I usually fall asleep with him, but now, like, if I want to go out, I got to drink some coffee.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, would you believe that Amber Rose ended up punching me during this interview in the face?
In the face?
Yep. She is not afraid to throw a punch. Give me a little taste of what that feels like.
You don't want to stop feeling
just a soft one, Amber. Ow.
That was cool. I want to do it again.
She punched me because she invited me out. She's doing an event called the Slut Walk. But it's not what you think. It's
you
dress up. Yeah. Guys and girls can go to it. But it's because she gets called that a lot. And so,
slut shaming or something?
Yeah, she's doing it for that. So you can,
what is the cause?
She's trying to raise money for that cause, and she wants
you to
go.
What is the cause?
Get girls home safely early in the morning.
Like raising money to do what?
Like cyberbullying.
Get girls home on time.
So where's the money going?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask her. She was just inviting me out to her
event. I'm going to be on a slut walk, but it's for a good cause. What? Raising money for slut awareness?
She wanted people to go check it out and look it up so that you look what the
cause. Well, I'm going to have to do that because I want to know where my dollars are going.
You should. But it's basically like if you can walk for your mom or for your sister, if anybody's been.
What do you wear for the slut walk?
That's the thing.
Is it like a walk of shame?
Yeah, you actually got to dress up like a little bit.
If you're a mom and you're, it's questionable whether or not you're dressing like a slut. I would go maybe see a stylist and fashion counselor. Because why risk it?
Because just go to slutwalk.com.
This is a mom.
Slutwalk.com, which is in no way affiliated with helpahoe.org.
What's helpahoe?
Yeah, it's just helping hoes.
Helping hoes.
Just helping hoes. Hoes helping hoes.
No, I know. And you're waiting for the big interviews, right? J-Lo?
Yeah, J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Talk to me. I saw her. She's
J-Lo ScarJo?
Yeah.
I saw J-Lo.
Come on. You talked to Farrah Abraham.
Uh-huh.
You talked to Willow Shields.
Yeah.
You talked to Amber Rose. So what about when J-Lo walked down that blue carpet? What y'all had to say?
I said, J-Lo! And she just walked by. So that was good. She didn't even acknowledge me. Didn't even turn. She had her head turned into the wall. Into the MTV Movie Awards wall.
She was talking to somebody else, maybe.
Everybody else with her was laughing at you. Yeah. Was that Benny Medina laughing at you?
Yeah, he was laughing because I was speaking in Spanish to her. I was like, una entrevista. Like, I thought if I said something in Spanish, she would turn around.
Selena!
She's probably saying to the other person that she's talking to, that's the guy that tried to interview Rihanna.
Yeah. I saw Rebel.
You might have had luck if you called over Benny.
Benny. I said, Benny, manage us. He laughed at that.
All right.
Rebel Wilson walked by.
Okay.
I yelled, let's get ready to rebel.
All right.
She just kept walking.
Oh.
Scarlett Johansson, Jenna, you were wondering about her?
Oh, my gosh. She had this, like, awesome long sleeve.
So beautiful. She was within 3 feet of me.
And I'd just trip her or something.
She didn't even look at me.
That was a hot little number.
She looks so beautiful.
She's gotten in really good shape since the baby, but I've always loved her. She looked great.
I love that haircut. If I could pull it off, I would chop it off tomorrow.
I'm like, why don't they want to talk to the little people on the red carpet?
you got
well, Cara Delevingne.
Speaking of little people, ooh. Kevin Hart, maybe?
Kevin Hart didn't even walk. I didn't even see him on the carpet.
Oh, right.
Cara Delevingne walked by, and I tried to make a joke and said, Cara means face in Spanish. I'm Mexican.
What?
She laughed at it, but didn't stop.
Mm. Oh, no. So you're really feeling
well, Mark Ruffalo?
Dejected.
Mark Ruffalo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, he said, nah, man, I don't have time. I'm sorry. But he acknowledged
he
me.
Apologized.
Okay.
Miles Teller.
Okay.
He's been in the studio
oh,
before.
My gosh, yeah.
Friend, yeah, yeah. Friend of the show.
Divergent,
Miles.
Whiplash, yeah. Nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like turning his full back to you. We're watching along on Kid TV.
He put his back to me. And then he kind of gave a wave. Yeah. He gave a little wave to us.
So, fist pump. You got a fist pump.
I'm like,
semi.
I felt so defeated, Kelly.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
It's like so it hard.
That's why I don't want to do red carpets. Uh-uh. They want me to go do the red carpet for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I'm sick about it already.
I'm so,
sick about it because I know what's going to happen.
My feelings get so hurt just because, like, just one word, just like hi.
It's just so deflating,
so deflating.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not E.
No.
We don't have somebody wrangling. We don't have Ryan Seacrest.
No. We just want a little love. I just want to ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
How's it going? What you got coming up? Can I have a kiss?
Dish
you
know? Nation.
Something like that. You can watch the rest of the blue carpet interviews on Dish Nation tonight, by the way.
All right.
So is it just like watching celebrities walk by?
The last portion, yeah. That's what A-listers do, by the way, Jenna. I know you notice this. They wait till the very last second to show up. Then they do a couple TV interviews. And then they whiz on by.
Then it's about to start, so they got to go.
Yeah, then they got to go. They're smart about it.
Yeah.
They are so smart about it. I had fun, though. It was a good time.
Yeah, we can always play that Farrah Abraham interview over and over and over.
Farrah
yeah.
gave
yeah.
us
smart.
I'm about her going to.
Yeah, voting
buddy,
is smart.
Buddy
becoming
is smart.
A doctor.
Don't forget about that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today is Kelly Raspberry's birthday. We'll get to Beat the Bank in just a second, but Kelly just got flowers.
Flowers yay. Delivered.
Yeah,
all
buddy.
Up in the workplace.
2 dozen red roses because what's the point of getting flowers if you can't make all the coworkers jealous?
Exactly. And I noticed that there's a note on there. Now, you know how it is in class, Kelly. You can't pass notes without reading it out loud.
It's from Bill, and I'm not reading it out loud.
Go ahead. You got to read the note.
Read it.
That's
birthday.
The rule.
Say
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, love, Bill.
The balloon.
Can Al read it?
Love.
Love.
It doesn't say
what's it say real quick? What's it say?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I'm not going to read it out loud. It does not say,
the
it
love
just says love, Bill.
It does
no,
say
it
love.
It doesn't say I love you, it just says love, Bill.
Love on the card is a big step, though.
It is
two
huge.
Dozen roses, too, not one. Two dozen,
aren't they pretty?
He didn't write anything else on there, though? Come on.
He probably ordered it over the phone. Do you know how awkward it is
yeah.
to tell the message?
To tell yeah, the message, even if it's for like a funeral
uh-huh.
or a birthday or any anniversary, you just feel dumb
love
because
that
you've got
way.
Some stranger you're pouring out an intimate thought to.
Love the way you do that thing you do.
Yeah, I have to do it online.
Yeah.
I'm going to still verbally gonna tell them.
I feel like your boyfriend's smart because if he would have sent a full-on card, we would have read it.
Like, no, we wouldn't have.
I highly doubt that.
We're not even reading this little one. It's
she's
private.
Being so private.
So there is something on there.
Oh, God. I'm putting my... Y'all go through my purse today. I'm going to kick some butt.
Going through your purse.
Ain't nobody going to go through this. We're just wondering what a gentleman
writes
to a lady.
I can't even trust you to leave the note on the flowers.
Here's what Bill wrote on the letter.
Yeah.
All right.
Just one of those audio cards.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank.
That's fun.
We held on because Big Al Matt got Kelly a present finally, and she cannot go to the play that he bought tickets to.
I'm striking out this year.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm so striking out
as
this
opposed
year.
To.
Yeah, right. True, yeah. True that. True.
All right, Chloe Pyle, how you doing this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking to you guys.
Hi, Chloe.
Yes, girl.
Hi.
Talk to us.
What are
us.
You doing right now, Chloe?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm getting ready to go to bed, actually, in a little bit.
What?
So you work overnight, yeah. Tom?
Yeah, I work at a Quick Trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
Oh, late night
yeah.
shift.
I love Quick Trip. That's like the most fun little gas station convenience store to
we
go
love
into.
You too.
Thank you. I'm not just saying that. I love Quick Trip.
Yeah,
I always try to find a QT because they have good gas prices too.
Yeah.
All right, Chloe. Well, do you know the rules to Beat the Bank?
Yes, sir, I do.
Hopefully, we could send you off to sleep with nice dreams of lots of money.
Yes.
Right.
We're gonna throw you into the Kid Craddock Morning Show vault. We're gonna throw dollar amounts at you. When you hear the one you like, just yell stop. But if you press your luck, Chloe, and that vault closes, you're going to get nothing, okay?
Okay.
We don't want that to happen.
Well, I won't say nothing because we might give you bonus points.
Maybe.
Sometimes
maybe.
We give those out.
Oh, I'll take those.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Chloe Pyle, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's play.
Beat the Bank! 130.
There you go.
230.
Arrgh. Angry.
250.
Nice.
300.
Quick.
360. 400.
There you go.
480.
That.
Right.
You weren't quick enough.
I got to talk to you guys. I'll have sweet dreams knowing I got to talk to you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're so
Hey, Chloe.
Yeah. Al, ask her what she's doing. Chloe, what are
Chloe, what are you doing Thursday?
Thursday. That's actually my weekend.
All right.
What?
I got two tickets for you for the Kelly Raspberry birthday party with Naughty by Nature, girl.
You want to come party with us?
Sure.
All right.
Definitely, yeah,
Kelly was just excited when I told her who was coming to her birthday.
I was just excited. Just as excited.
It's this Thursday. We'll get those tickets over to you.
Chloe,
okay?
Would you rather go to the Steve Martin play in Oklahoma?
You know what's so funny is I love Steve Martin. He is so funny.
I do too.
Well,
I love him.
I can give you those too if you want those. I mean,
Kelly can't go.
Kelly can't go.
You know, trying to get your money back? If you charge the credit card, can't you get it back?
I don't know. I can try. If I don't get my money back, I'll give them to you.
Is that cool, Chloe?
Oh, my God.
I don't mind. I don't mind giving them to you one bit. All right.
I'm sorry, Chloe.
Oh, it's okay.
Chloe Pyle, you stood in there long enough to have it shut on you and got nothing.
Yeah.
But you still get tickets to Kelly's birthday party this week. So that's gonna be fun.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, you guys, I appreciate it.
All right, you're quite welcome.
Chloe, you hold on for us, and we'll get you all set up with the tickets. So we see you. We'll see you on Thursday.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll even throw in a drink for you. I'll buy you a drink at Al's bar.
You are 21, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Good deal.
Good. Thank you, Chloe. Have a good day. Hold on for
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Dang.
I hate for her to come to the party. Oh, I got free tickets. Oh, Jason's gonna buy me a drink. Oh, I'm 20.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.